Section 123 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for the LibriVox.org by Mark Mascolino. April 21st, 2007, Cincinnati, Ohio. I admire your foresight. I admit it most gratefully. I agree, at least, I suppose I do. I agree that something ought to be done. I always welcome criticism, so long as it is sincere. I am absolutely bewildered. I am afraid I am not familiar enough with the subject. I am afraid I cannot suggest an alternative. I am afraid I've allowed you to tire yourself. I am afraid I must confess my ignorance. I am afraid you will call me a sentimentalist. I am always glad to do anything to please you. I am anxious to discharge the very onerous debt I owe you. I am appealing to your sense of humor. I am at your service. I am bound to secrecy. I am compelled to, unluckily. I am curious to learn what his motive was. I am deeply flattered and grateful. I am delighted to hear you say so. I am dumb with admiration. I am entirely at your disposal. I am extremely glad you approve of it. I am far from believing the maxim. I am fortunate in being able to do you a service. I am glad to be able to think that. I am glad to have had this talk with you. I am glad to say that I have entirely lost that faculty. I am glad you can see it in that way. I am glad you feel so deeply about it. I am giving you well-deserved praise. I am going to make a confession. I am grateful for your good opinion. I am honestly indignant. I am, I confess, a little discouraged. I am in a chastened mood. I am inclined to agree with you. I am incredulous. I am indebted to you for the suggestion. I am listening. I was about to propose. I am lost in admiration. I am luckily disengaged today. I am more grieved than I can tell you. I am naturally overjoyed. I am not a person of prejudices. I am not an alarmist. I am not an unreasonable, as you suppose. I am not at all in the secret of his ambitions. I am not capable of unraveling it. I am not going into sordid details. I am not going to let you evade the question. I am not going to pay you any idle compliments. I am not impervious to the obligations involved. I am not in sympathy with it. I am not in the least surprised. I am not inquisitive. I am not prepared to say so. I am not sure that I can manage it. I am not vindictive. I am overjoyed to hear you say so. I am perfectly aware of what I am saying. I am persuaded by your candor. I am quite convinced of that. I am quite discomfited. I am quite interested to see what you will do. I am quite ready to be convinced. I am rather of the opinion that I was mistaken. I am ready to make great allowances. I am really afraid I don't know. I am really gregarious. I am sensible of the flattery. I am seriously annoyed with myself about it. I am so glad you think that. I am so sorry, so very sorry. I am sorry to disillusion you. I am sorry to interrupt this interesting discussion. I am sorry to say it is impossible. I am speaking plainly. I am still a little of an idealist. I am suppressing many of the details. I am sure it sounds very strange to you. I am sure you could pay me no higher compliment. I am sure you will hear me out. I am surprised, I confess. I am sustained by the prospect of a good dinner. I am vastly obliged to you. I am vastly your debtor for the information. I am very far from being a fanatic. I am very glad of this opportunity. I am very grateful, very much flattered. I am wholly in agreement with you. I am willing to accept all the consequences. I am wonderfully well. I am wondering if I may dare ask you a very personal question. I am your creator unawares. I anticipate your argument. I appreciate your motives. I assure you it is most painful to me. I assure you my knowledge of it is limited. I bear no malice about that. I beg your indulgence. I beg your pardon, but you take it too seriously. I brazenly confess it. I can easily understand your astonishment. I can explain the apparent contradiction. I can find no satisfaction in it. I can hardly agree with you there. I can never be sufficiently grateful. I can only tell you the bare facts. I can scarcely accept the offer. I can scarcely boast that honor. I can scarcely imagine anything more disagreeable. I can sympathize with you. I cannot altogether acquit myself of interested motives. I cannot explain it even to myself. I cannot find much real satisfaction in it. I cannot forbear to press my advantage. I cannot imagine what you mean. I cannot precisely determine. I can't pretend to make a jest of what I'm going to say. I cannot say definitely at the moment. I cannot say that in fact it is always so. I cannot see how you draw that conclusion. I cannot thank you enough for all your consideration. I compliment you on your good sense. I confess I find it difficult. I could ask for nothing better. I could never forgive myself for that. End of section 123. This recording is in the public domain. Recording by Mark Mascolino, Cincinnati, Ohio.